was in the news yesterday that Facebook has deleted a post and suspended a chatbot on the page of Israeli Prime Minister's account for violating privacy in that account. Now, the account had asked followers to provide details of friends or relatives aged 60 or over. And we have not yet received the coronavirus vaccination. Those who have not, who are over and had not received the coronavirus vaccination. So yes, let me take that story again. So the account had asked followers to provide what? Details of what? The friends and relatives aged 60 or above who have not yet received the coronavirus vaccination. However, Facebook Israel says that the request had breached its policy regarding private medical data. So now, the issue of privacy is a major conversation, especially when it comes to use of social networking sites. And you all know that it's beyond the place of fun, or it's beyond the glam. Right, it's much more than that. You know, there are serious breach of privacy. There are serious issues that have to do with people's privacy and data that comes with the usage of some of these networking sites. And that's why on Techie Talk, each and every time we try to get the best way to utilize this amazing tool given to us. I call it the second God. It's like after God Almighty, the creator of heavens and the earth, you know, there was something made as internet. Some people even interchange them and use God as the internet and internet of God. But hey, guys, I'm just going to say, not just the internet, but technology itself, the evolution of technology, it's a thing that humankind has to embrace as much as possible, but also deal with these challenges that come with it. So, guys, welcome. It's 5 minutes past 10. You're listening to Nigeria's number one for talkers, 99.3 Nigeria Info. And I am your host. Not for long. Your sole host, not for long. if you know what I mean, for those who already are thinking, is he going to have a co-host very soon? Is something going to happen? Remember, when I started the year, I said, look out for something great. There's going to be a shocker, something amazing, never done on radio, to hit your airwaves very soon on this platform. And we are getting close to that, very close to it. I mean, we're days away from it, actually. So, guys, yes, not too long, I'll be your host again for not too long alone. This wonderful day on Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. You know what the show is called? It's a vibe show. It brings the best of vibe. It's a place where we exchange energies and we try to get the best out of life. We do all these irrespective of what the situation is like with us, in our life, in our world, in our country, in our streets, in our neighborhood. We choose to be happy. And nevertheless, that's exactly what we do on the show. That's a very key component of the show called What's Up Lagos. And that's how we do it, by getting you to scream, "What's Up Lagos?" every morning on radio. I know people can't wait to do that. Not only that, we accompany these exercises with informative conversations. Like today is a day for technology. That's why I started with that story from Facebook. To remind you that it's Techie Wednesday, and we have Techie Talk coming up at half past the hour of 10. And today on Techie Talk, we would be having a conversation about experience. I'm talking about your user experience regarding fintech, using fintech services. All right, so we want to spotlight the fintech industry a bit more, but from a perspective of you sharing your user experience. All right, so I'll be asking you, have you used any of the fintech services? What has been your experience? Because these days we pay more attention to, you know, creating new products, coming, being innovative. There's so much noise about fintech is the way. Right now, you can order a ride from wherever you are. You can also get to pay your bills. You can do all that. Yes, but what is the use, the experience of those who actually, the service that these people get to render, the service you get? Because, of course, fintech services are user-based, like user experience-based. So there's got to be a lot of feedback. There's got to be a lot of customer servicing. Are you getting enough of that? When you try to transfer or make payments and it hangs on the internet, who sorts that? Or are you left to hang on your own and sort yourself? Like, nobody you want to do yourself, all right? That's a question we're asking you. Exactly. And then we would have that conversation on our, you know, segment on Techie Talk called FinTech Corner. And that will be at 11 o'clock. At 10:30, we'll be talking about two key areas that we need to learn more about if we want to start making money using our technologies, in this case, digitally. And influencer marketing is what we'll be talking, spotlighting on Techie Talk conversation today at 10:30. So guys, if you want to learn more about that and the opportunities available in that space, well, we'll be talking about that. No guest, just you and I. We'll be having this fun, right? So for next week, we have a guest to also follow up with that. But guys, that's pretty much what Techie Talk has got for you. And we'd also have our daily tech updates, not forgetting our weekly drama on cybersecurity that will come out at 11:15. And of course, you also have our social media highlights and the chat room where the ladies will join me on the show. So that's like a rundown of everything we have for you today on Lagos, Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. This beautiful morning here in the city that never sleeps. So the sound of music tells you that it's time for us to get into full conversation with you calling me from wherever you are, giving me an update on what's happening in your neighborhood by letting me know, hey, I'm calling from Somolu, you know, I'm telling you this is what's happening right here. People are not wearing face masks, and I can't wait to get into the Techie Talk conversation, whatever you want to talk about. But most importantly, you have to scream, what's up Lagos, when you call me. Welcome again. This is What's Up Lagos. Like you heard in the news just a while ago that more than 100 million cases of coronavirus worldwide. So in case you hear the NCDC report, the numbers obtained in Lagos in Nigeria, and you're saying, remember that we're not in this alone. It's a global thing. It's a pandemic. And we all are dealing with this all around the world. The number, so over 100 million now. And that means we should, another reason for us to take it seriously. And that's why our question on a daily basis to find out our situation report is for you to tell us how well the people are observing the COVID-19 protocol. You might say, Collins, we talk about this all the time, but really, you know, does this have any change, any effects? Yes, let's keep talking about it because it's what we need to do until every single person sees the need to observe social distancing and also get to wear their face mask and ensure that they are educating others to do the same and stop spreading, ideas. That's how I call it. So, guys, the number to call to start is 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. That's the number if you'd like to be a part of the show this morning. And accompanying your daily reports and your scream is our question of the day. And the question is, how has technology influenced your lifestyle? How has technology influenced your lifestyle? Remember, so we talked about understanding the tremendous tremendous growth of influencer marketing industry. You don't want to know how much people are making in that industry. You don't want to know. So we get to review some of these figures. And also we'll talk on the FinTech Corner much later. What are your FinTech services you are using frequently? That's the question we'll be asking you, and your experience with these services, right? So guys, that's pretty much what it is. So let's get to the calls. 0700-993-993-993. For WhatsApp, it's 0809-597-5805. And you're sending a tweet, it's at Nigeria Info FM Lagos, at Nigeria Info FM. Or Nigeria Info FM, Lagos, of course, is for Instagram. All right, send a tweet to the hashtag Nigeria Info WUL. And that's how you can be a part of the broadcast this wonderful morning. And guys, earlier today I was coming, was it LA? I noticed something. Do you know that it's only in Lagos that Okada, as small as Okada is, and as small as Keke will be considered, they are bullying vehicles on the road, bullying trailers, bullying vehicles. Like, for example, if there's traffic on the road and then you have Keke, you have Okadas, before you know it, they have like two lanes already of the road. And then, you know, the cars will be struggling one lane because they have a way of maneuvering. They just caught in front of you, boop, and you don't have a choice. It's frustrating, man. Association of Lagos Drivers, private Lagos drivers, please. I know you'll be agreeing with me to this right now, but that's been my observation. I'm like, no. This cannot continue. Something has to be done. It's not violent. We have to discuss this matter. You know, Okada cannot be dragging road with somebody in the time motor, and Keke will be forming rights, clearing the road like, don't get two lanes out of three lanes, or maybe, you know, usually it's two lanes. So, you know, with the all every extra, they'll have like three lanes. Keke will control two, bike will be dragging with the car somewhere. I mean, this has to stop, man. If you can relate to this in Lagos, you can relate to this from wherever you are. All right, let's get to talk about what you feel about that. Maybe that means just a reasoner, but if it's something you think, No. This has to be dealt with. We can talk about that. All right, good. The lines are jamming, so we'll get to fix that now and get your calls coming in. 0700-993-993-993. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Welcome.
What's up?
Yes.
What's up?
Yes.
What's up, bro? Good morning.
Good morning to you. How are you doing?
Fine, I'm fine. My name is Daniel. I'm calling from Lekki.
Hey, good to have you, man.
I want to find out something. Is your name Keke or Teke?
It's Teke Mimi.
T-E-K-E.
Mimi.
Okay.
Great.
Okay. And I love it when you call the name. You first call Collins, then you wait for like 10 seconds and you say it.
No, sometimes it's like a minute or more, you know.
That's
thank
like,
you. Thank you, man.
My bro, this morning, all the this topic you just, you know, came up with this morning.
Yeah.
I swear, you feel me? See, I'm a driver.
Okay.
I drive like a Range Rover Sport.
Okay.
But when we went to the island, our guy was sitting beside me. Look, you see a Marwa that you know that your money, even if they sell that Keke, cannot buy the pointer. You'll still be dragging road with me.
I don't understand.
Oh, why now? Why?
It's frustrating, man.
We are not going the same way, the same road. You're picking your passenger. I'm not picking passenger. Let me go. They're making your money. Me, I want to go and make my own money too. Let me go. And the problem is, if they batch me now, my guy will tell me I am the one at fault.
Aha.
They are using their own to even disturb my own. That should leave them. That I know that next thing now, they will just lie down by the front of your jeep.
Oh, wait,
people now say, you said you get money now, leave them. Leave them now. They don't know how much they pay to paint all those big, big cars.
It's a lot of money.
Let me give you one example. Have you seen where they bring out a Bentley to car wash? Did you see it? Like, okay, this is my Bentley.
I'm taking it
to car wash. They'll come to the house. They have detergent. They have everything for this car. Mm. All these cars, you'll be useless in them on the road.
Mm.
All this bike will just hit your side mirror. That thing is very painful, your colleagues.
Yes, I know.
All this bike, okay, they'll just hit your side mirror. They'll just be going. They'll not even wait to say sorry.
I'm telling you. And that's sad. We should talk about it. Thank you so much for lending a voice. And then I'll be telling you, oh, God, you will get money. And then people will now gather and say, you that God has given you money to buy a big car. You know, you should be able to fix it. Oh, Granny, did I buy a car for you to jam it so that I can fix it because I have the money? I don't understand. Even if you are going to be pardoned, that statement should not be a part of it because that's what you hear everywhere. Oh, God, God will do it. God has done this. If I hear, I like you. Anyways, what's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning to you. Who's on the line? Where are you calling from?
This is Mr. Friday on the line.
Hey,
calling from Apple Junction.
Good to have you. All right. How has technology influenced your life?
My dear, I love the station and I love your comment this morning. You know, okay. I apply this FaceTag at Okota Agor Road every morning.
Okay. No matter.
Because I'm a driver. We go for school runs every morning.
Okay.
But on the process of running this Apple Junction stroke or Kotalanda about is a hell. Is a hell. Okada and Keke is the controller of that road. If trailer will allow you to even proceed, then Keke will be the problem on ground. They will take the road is just only but two lane with just some extra half lane to park out or to slow by.
Yep.
But they will take both the slow by, take the first lane, and even approaching the last cruise to the pavement.
What do
picking
they?
Their passengers, so not that they are moving, they are just picking passengers. Stop and going, stop and going. You will be surprised. And if you say, okay, let me just go with four, you got your car scratch. Or them on themselves will scratch you.
That's it.
So that is. And one problem we have with them here is that if Okada drove anyhow with you in this cases, and by mistake,
you hit
the
them.
Okada, not to say you hit them, by mistake, the Okada hit you and fall down. All the Okada, because they are all Aboki Okadas, all the Okadas around there will gather you and broke your glass or beat you up or ask you to carry him to hospital and tell you what to repair on that Okada. That's the only thing that is making me to be annoyed here.
Wow. Wow.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for sharing your thoughts. So I was actually reading the minds of a lot of people. What's up, Lagos? Or talk... Yes!
My bro.
Yes! Welcome. Who do we have on the line?
My name is Akinshola. I'm calling on. I'm calling from to Ajah Road.
Okay.
There are two things to contribute to.
All right.
It's good and it's doing very well. Happily well. It has been able to change a lot of things, even in the country.
Okay.
Now, to the major things I need to talk about, this Keke. Maduwa people, especially on Adoro. I wish I can do video and send to you. These guys are out of control, and I cannot even see just one policeman on the road to even divert traffic to do anything. We've been here for over from El Central Adoro to where I am currently before this shopping complex on Adoro. I spent over an hour doing what they broke my mirror. And the guy was telling me, you know what I did? I stood back and made sure he went getting anodized, whatever it was, he used. In short, I spent over an hour doing that.
Wow.
Second, if he becomes governor or president, I will make sure these guys are taking off the road.
But where would they go to? Where would they send? This is their territory. Sorry. I know. It's frustrating. All right. Thank you. Oh, sorry, man. That was it. But guys, try and keep it. If you're calling for the first time, you know the rules. For the first time ever, you have 90 seconds. If you have called this year, you have 30 seconds to call. But you can also use our other platforms. You can send your contributions via WhatsApp if you want to contribute. Now, to bring you up to speed, the question is how technology has influenced your life, all right? That's that question of the day. And we're also getting situation reports from across Lagos. And then I now mentioned an observation, which I say, if I say bikes and keke, if I say some areas now they own the road, you understand? If there's traffic or anything, they'll just color be like two lanes. And your vehicles, both trailer and many other things, will be struggling with the other lane. And this happens most times when there's traffic, you know, the vehicles can hardly really move and maneuver because they have that ability to maneuver. And, you know, it ends up being a situation where they get to like colobid the entire road. Can we possibly, I'm not saying that somebody should leave the road because everybody has to move at the end of the day, all right? But is it possible that this can be addressed in such a way that things would have lane? Can't we agree and just follow? You know that if there's traffic in Keke Lane, it's Keke Lane, stay Keke Lane. You understand? But you know, because our roads are not built that way, but can we still do something along those lines? Because my brother is frustrating, causing a whole lot of stuff. How can you be dragging road with you see a brand new car, you see a car that can buy the side mirror alone can buy, you know, the line of Keke. and you know, you just moving on and don't care. The next thing you prostrate. What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Hey, good morning to you. How you doing? Yes.
Keke.
Good morning. Who do we have?
I love you call that Keke.
Thank you.
Good morning to you. How was your night?
Man, it was great. I won't lie. Like, sweet night. Lovely
okay,
night.
Oh, stars on the line.
All right. Well, yes, sir.
Keke, let me start from Keke before I go to the technology aspect.
Okay.
Yeah, we just be on the speed lane. As in speed lane, you be as if life blare your horn from now to tomorrow, like shout. They will never listen to you. Then once someone says stop, they will just enter your front and stop immediately. I don't know where they get their training from. I don't know. In short, I don't know how to describe these people.
Maybe they have training in Okada matters because
if they not see your maybe Miami sticker and all those things inside the car, they will be like, hey, okay, might be Nuna. I don't understand.
They know they fear trailer. They tell trailer. Hold on.
I think they can let them be on the service lane. Let them leave the speed lane for cars. Don't drive the speed lane with cars. I know they don't listen to you. They'll be playing questions. They will not listen to Nigeria Info. They are kind of music. If they loud music here, you'll be here from Ajah to like maybe Jack on Day.
You say, no. Then we listen, man. That was funny.
The music, you won't hear what they are saying.
Thank you so much. And I hope somebody's listening because this has to be changed. It's everywhere in Lagos. All right. Thank you so much.
Technology has been very helpful, Collins.
Tell me.
In the sense that you have some jobs that you want to do now, you don't want to be in that place.
Mm-hmm.
You can send your proposal, send your quotation, you send the pictures, you choose what I want.
Oh,
like before, you say bring your pictures, you drive down to that place, show them, you say, okay, come back tomorrow. This is why you do everything through the internet, send your email, send through via WhatsApp and all those. And then you conclude, when you're about to do this, you're good there, you know. Send the necessary papers and you're good.
You know, it was not like that before. If you have a job in Ibadan, you have to travel to Ibadan.
You travel there.
You will go to Abuja. I remember.
You know, but nowadays,
you don't need to.
So you'll send me the measurements, you'll do the calculations, you know.
Great.
Send the pictures, you know.
Fantastic, man. Technology all the way. Thank you so much for sharing with us. What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes. Welcome. Who's on the line
good
this
morning? Good morning. So I'm happy.
Yeah, I'm happy too. I'm excited.
Yes, this is my first time call.
Is a first time caller. Quickly, man, you have to talk.
Please, if I'm opportune to be a president or a governor of a state, honestly, I will act all the Morua and the bike out of the road.
Where will they go to? To where?
I'm a boat driver.
Okay.
Somebody just hit my mirror just now. It's not up to 5 minutes now.
Wow.
And it came out. All the passenger was saying, if God begged you now, it's okay now. Let him go now. What else do you want? I beg, allow these guys to go. I have where to go. This and that. I was like, okay, this mirror that he broke now, how will I fix it? He said the prophet and begin to beg me. Okay, what will I do?
Anyways.
So I think our government needs something to do about this thing.
All right. Thank you so much. We have to go on our first break right now. When we come back, we continue with that. And then we get into our main techie talk conversation for today. How has technology influenced your life? Do you think Keke have been a menace on the road? Just saying, guys. We'll be right back. This is What's Up Lagos. It's What's Up Lagos. Well, one of my favorites. And I hope you enjoyed the vibration that that song brought your way this morning as we proceed, I'll say, to give you what you need. It's 10:35. You're listening to Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. And What's Up Lagos is the name of the show. So don't be surprised, because there is a show that gets people to scream. Crazy, right? Yeah, I know. I hope this is not copied so that we don't have everyone on Lagos Radio screaming, What's up, Lagos? All right, but it's the fun, all right? The fun that comes with it, that is most important. So we take a number of calls. So far, so good. Lagosians have been speaking about what is bothering their mind. And incidentally, it was one of the things that I have been thinking about for a while, and that had to do, or has to do with... the way keke drivers, they drive for Lagos Road, as if they own the road. That sense of ownership. I don't know. That sense of, now we, who are you? You can't do, you know, that sense of, I don't know, the best way to put it. The best way to put it for most Nigerians to understand is like, your father, nothing to happen. You know, that kind of sense is what you get from most of these guys. And then when they get into trouble, it's either they get you into trouble for getting into trouble by, you know, before you know it, 10, 20, don't gather and all that. So, Lagosians are talking about that matter. But my focus today, which is Techie Wednesday, is actually technology. And I'm asking you how much influence technology has had on your life. And someone just reminded me of the fact that these days you can actually send quotation, negotiate business without moving from the comfort of your home. And then, isn't this very incidental, again, that COVID-19 is also promoting that we stay at home more? So if you look at it, you put COVID on the other side, you put technology, using technology on the other side. If you merge them, you know, if you can manage the use of technology as against the conventional ways of doing things, I think that if you build your business and your life around, you know, using technology, you would stand a chance to survive better during the COVID-19 period, this pandemic period, than anybody else. And I can say that with all sense of responsibility, because I know that it's a statement of fact, all right? So let's get to talk the influence of technology in your life. Just a few more calls on that one, but we need to go into our main conversation today right after that. Let's take one or two calls and messages before we switch. Hey, what's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Hello, morning. How are you?
I'm good. What's up, Lagos? I didn't hear that, Sai.
Okay, what's up, Lagos?
Yes.
Let's go back through and come back.
Welcome. Who do we have this morning, Sai?
Abraham from Ogun State, your friend.
Oh, Abraham. Good to have you. Yeah. Let's talk.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. You know, olden days, you use charcoal iron to make iron, and it will dirty your cloth. But now, things have changed.
Yeah, man. That.
And formerly, you use handwriting and write letter. But now, things have been advanced. So, we have moved to another level. It's so great.
We're so grateful.
I love your work.
Thank you.
So, we continue to bless your work.
Amen. Amen.
And other people in your studio here.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Appreciate you for calling, my good friend, of course, there. Well, you know, I say just go online and just Google charcoal pressing iron. I want you to Google it and look at it. So what that last call I just said will make sense to you. Just look at the way it looks. And remember, you know, for those who know that coal iron, remember where we're coming from. You realize that as small as the technology of, you know, electric iron or solar iron is, you might say, it has changed the lives of so many people. And that's what technology keeps doing. So not being in the know technologically, it's a big problem for everyone. And that's why we kickstart this morning's episode of Techie Talk to discuss understanding the tremendous growth of influencer marketing industry. Well, you would say, what is that influencer marketing? Well, first of all, remember that you can be a part of this conversation by sending a WhatsApp to 0809-597-5805, or you can even call us live on 0700-993-993-993. So understanding the tremendous growth of the influencer marketing industry is our focus on Techie Talk today. And we try to understudy the peculiarities of the field of influencer marketing and also do a survey of the economic contributions of the influencer marketing industry to the world's GDP. So you may not know how much the influencer marketing industry is contributing to the world's GDP. We're going to talk about that. We'll also explore the ways Nigerians can tap into opportunities inherent in influencer marketing. So guys, let's get this rolling now as we get into the conversation full effect on What's Up Lagos on Techie Talk. My name is Collins.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
Take care. Well, if you go back in time, or if you lay the foundation now, I would start by saying that due to the advent of various social media platforms in recent times, influencer marketing appears to be an established form of online marketing. And this is owing to the fact that in previous times, the influencer marketing industry was limited to only celebrities. So you have to have name, you know, become an influencer marketer. And a few, you know, dedicated bloggers, a few people, you know, those days when Linda Ikeji, they blow that ear, you know, and then they do influencer marketing. People don't understand what's happening. It's just like read, comment, follow. Before they know it, hey, banana island, hey, money that is, you know. That was the kind of experience Nigerians had with influencer marketing, all right? So, however, in our contemporary world today, the sporadic rise in the creation of social media platforms have now led to a saturated market of social media influencers. So it is now a thing. So yes, mommy, daddy, you're listening to me right now. Your daughter, your son, your child can wake up and say, I want to be an influencer marketer. And there is nothing wrong with that. Let's get into it so that you understand how big this particular industry is, all right? So more and more people are getting into it. And it is based on this new development that some experts in the field of marketing believe that influencer marketing is what they describe as a hybrid of both old and new marketing tools. So we get into that as we proceed this wonderful day. But, you know, here is a few things you need to know about influencer marketing before we go on. Because, guys, I have a number of questions for you, and I want us to talk about this. Maybe you have questions about what influencer marketing is all about. Maybe you're looking at that. Maybe you've asked that question. How do people really make money online? So influencer marketing is one of them. So let's get into it. See, at a fundamental level, right, influencer marketing is a type of social media marketing that uses endorsements and product mentions from influencers who have dedicated social media following, that people who are dedicated to following them and whatever they post, people get to see. And these people also have views, you know, I'm talking about the influencer marketers who have dedicated social followings and have views as experts within their niche. So these specific guys, I'm talking about guys who have followings and also get people to view and are also viewed by millions, all right, as, you know, guys who have carved a niche, an expert in a particular niche. Let's say you are some, I know a number of people, see Fusudo, for example. Fusudo is, you know, a content creator. He does his visual effects expert. And, you know, we all know when he started, not too long from now. He's now, you know, a delight of every brand, you know, all the big names, the Samsungs, the these, the that, all of them, they are on his page because he's not only creating content, but he's also doing influencer marketing. That's just for Fusudo. There are a number of people like that. So they have a following. They are known for a niche, an area. So a few highlights also we should take note of before I start taking your calls and bring you on this conversation is that, see, I have a number of them here. I'll just take one after the other so that you can soak this in. One, influencer marketing industry grew to approximately what? $9.7 billion in 2020. No. I don't know if you can do calculation to understand what we're talking about. $9.7 billion in 2020. That's how influencer marketing grew globally. Now, another thing you should know about this is that more than 380 new influencer or influencing influencer marketing focus agencies are performed, or agency platforms are established or were established in 2019. So let me take that again. So more than 380 new influencer marketing focused agencies and platforms were established in 2019. So we're not even talking 2021, 2019. So that should tell you that more and more people are going to that space, all right? And it's a big deal. Another thing you should remember is that an average earned media value per dollar spent is increased to $5.78. So if you spend money in influencer marketing, right, there are the tenants you have, you're sure that you can make up to, let's say, approximately a dollar investment, you could use that to make up to $5.78. I mean, that means a lot for those who are economists, all right? But you may not bother yourself with that. But just remember that these figures are not just concocted. These are real figures, researched figures. And thanks to Tosin Akinride for the job well done to get all these figures. Now, 300% more micro-influencers were utilized by large firms in 2016. So that means that micro-influencers are those people who are not necessarily celebrities. They are guys who have their small influence in their small space in different areas. So brands use a lot of these people. So you can position yourself to be that guy. You'll be making money low-key. There are a lot of people say, I'm working from home. There are people that do influencer marketing. And the good thing is, you don't need to leave your house. So I'm hoping that all these figures and facts will push you to do more about, you know, learning about influencer marketing and how you can leverage on that of the opportunities in there. And nearly 90% of all influencer campaigns include Instagram as part of their marketing mix. So you might want to pay attention to Instagram influencer marketing. And another thing you should know is that large companies have nearly doubled the number of creators they have activated per campaign in the past 2 years. So, you know, if you're using one or two content creators who would use influencer marketing, now you've doubled, like you have like 4, 5, 6, because you see the need to get more and more and more. That means there's a need. More agencies are coming up. They're looking for more talents. You can start. If it be inside your toilet, people, they create content for your toilet. I'm telling you, because many things happen with toilet. Like, for example, your phone and toilet, they're like pals. They're married. Everybody's phone and toilet. Don't lie. You know, the reason I'm saying is because what if you are stuck in there now, you need help? If you don't have your phone, you know, you can't call anybody now. You have to have your phone there so you can call. Please, so I need. What would you need from the toilet? Anyways, let's move away from that. So I have a number of questions for you. All right, so take a cup of water. Remember a few things. That the industry grew in 2020, the industry grew to approximately $9.7 billion. You don't know how much that is. I think is that higher than our budget? Just thinking, man. Maybe it should be higher than our national budget, right? Okay, maybe I'm wrong, but that's a lot of money. That's what I'm trying to say. So think about that. When I come back, I have a number of questions for you. So if you've ever tried to carve a niche for yourself online, and if you think influencer marketing is something you can do, let's talk about this. Let's learn. This is a place of opportunities. It's called Techie Talk on Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. And my name is Collins Teke. It's my hope that we have a better country. But in the meantime, I won't lie, this country, nawa. For now, but we'll go survive, guys. We'll be right back. This is Nigeria's number one for talk. My name is Collins.
No.
Take care.
Them be barrow, angry mob them barrow, backing about, bunny deep. Them do I'm like Nama, them conking or go. Wipe them 2x2 inch up out. 4-4 go out. Lock don't show, everybody don't cow out. Call him mama. Lock don't show, everybody don't chop out. This country now.
Yo lo 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 lo.
This country now. This country now.
Yo lo 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 lo.
This country now.
Chai,
come on up. Panita niti domo no. Panisi go.
Justice dey para cause rubber no dey. Every second in our prose, politicians dey lose us. So lock back the shit us, above the triple cost, they are one mugbe. He dey weigh me sometimes, a brother turn against his brother for life. A mother turn against her daughter, but why? I say I know hear you, you tell me, but why? 8 years ago, my man, she dey on me. Say who say them, no say, I boy them, they fam. They no good chef fam. Spread the scars, my boy's on fire, nobody greet when champ.
Them be para, angry mob them. Barao, back in Abao. Bunny deep, them do I'm like Namao. Them conking or go. Wipe them 2x2 in Jackpow. 4-4 foot out. Lokba don't show, everybody don't cow out. Call him Mama. Lokba don't show, everybody don't Jackpow. This country now.
Yo, lo, 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 lo.
This country now.
I know a lot of people be saying, Collins, you say people should be happier, and I'll say this country now. Why? You want people to now remembering the problems of the country and forget what's up later? No. See, we've never said that we don't know what's going on in the country as if we're ignoring the facts or the truth. The fact that many questions there, you know, you'll be like, when? You don't see what's happening in some countries. You'll be like, when? Nigeria, when? We know all these things are there. But what I'm talking about is that we are a people known for making a way where there's no way. In fact, we have learned that from God, like God Almighty. He taught us that very well. You know, we make our way when there seems to be no way. So, yes, we're saying irrespective of all what's happening, even as a country, rich. You're not supposed to allow that weigh you down. You have to find a way of surviving. And that's what we pay attention to. And we believe that your state of mind and your mood will determine how far you go. Hey, write it down. Please, somebody. Who is there? Ruth. Ruth. You missed it, Ruth. Are you catching this, Ruth? I need don't leave me from you. Don't leave me. I hope I even remember what I said before. But I said your state of mind is as a result, is what will make you what? I forgot it. No. Anyways, Lagos, Nigeria, back to influencer marketing. And I have a number of questions for you concerning that influencer marketing. One, how have you tried to carve a niche for yourself online? Because some people say, I'm not the online type. You can't afford to say I'm not the online type anymore in 2021. You cannot. You must be the online type. Yes, you must like online. You can't say I'm not the techie type. I warned you about that. Whatever you do, whether you're a footballer or you are whatever you do, you are first a techie plus that. So you add tech in front of it. So if you're a focanizer, you say techie focanizer. Because anyhow you want to do it, whether you buy a better pump or something that, you know, gets to inflate tires better. I don't know. However, you can look at the technology of organizing. There's technology. It has improved. It's not until you gaff tire by the road to have one eye on to be doing it. So things have changed. Don't you watch motorsports? Just kidding, guys. But hey, tech is a part of everything we do. No matter, even if it's bolly you are selling, you can carry the bolly online and sell it. So guys, let's get to find out. Have you ever tried to carve a niche for yourself online? What are the steps you intend to take in order to be renowned voice in the space, the online space? What are the steps you want to be known? You don't need to be Collins Teke to be on radio every day. You don't need to be someone who is a musician or you're on the stream every day to take that. You don't need to. So I'll come back to take more of your comments right after we pick some bills. I need my salary complete, so I'll do that now. When I come back, we'll continue with the talk right here on Nigeria's number one for Talk 99.3 Nigeria Info. All right, switching now to our talk that we started before we went on the break and necessary updates that came your way just a minute ago. We would go back to the question, the influencer marketing. So I was asking you that. I saw a number of messages already. Someone just sent the longest WhatsApp Lagos ever. Look at that. What? To our WhatsApp line. So you can send the same If you want to have fun, send it to us on WhatsApp at 0809-597-5805. So, but for calls, it's 0700-993-993-993. We need to, you know, get to speed this up quickly. Remember that we have our, you know, FinTech Corner to come, and we'll touch on that in just a moment. And also, we do have our cybersecurity awareness drama, No-Go for MAGA drama, coming up at 11:15. And it promises to be fun. You'll learn something. What's up, Lagos? Good morning. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Can you hear me? 0700-993-993. What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes! 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 Man, sometimes that's all you need to do, man. Really, like.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes! 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 Yes!
Yes! Wow.
Yes! Yes!
Wow.
Man, thank you, man. Yeah. Thank you for sharing the energy. Thank you. Yeah, we needed that. Lagos needed that. We needed that. What's up, Lagos? Yes! Yes!
Yes!
Yes! Yes! Yes! Ay, ay, ay! Ay, ay, ay! Good morning, man! Have
good
fun!
Morning.
Wait!
Yeah, I'm fine!
Don't wait, I need to know who this is, man!
This is a Kunle.
Uh-huh! I thought as much! Man, Kunle, thank you so much for calling. Thank you for sharing that energy. Thank you for reminding us of the most important thing in the show.
Thank you.
Yes, Kunle, man. Go have fun.
Yeah.
That's it, man. Guys, in case you're wondering if that's a part of the show, yes, you're right. It's a part of the show. It is the show. Indirectly, guys. But let's get to find out from you about our investor marketing question. So, see, there are topics. There are days you have topics, right? These topics are not necessarily for you to necessarily get to put, you know, we can talk about every topic, but there are days you just listen and get gingered, all right? So if this conversation about influencer marketing was, you know, very, very, you find it useful, all right? You can share with me and say, okay, good. Because the questions I'm asking you, first of all, is how, if you've ever tried to carve a niche for yourself online, or have you always been thinking that, no, it has to be somebody who's known? Did you even think that this, the granite that you're selling now, that you can actually make that granite be international granite? You can package it to be something international that has the ability, you know, to give you, put money in your pockets even better. So that's the power of technology in most cases. And if you understand the power of influencer marketing, right, you would also understand the benefits, the opportunities, the multiple opportunities to make something out of it involving. So I'd like to know if you've thought of that before, and if this conversation on influencer marketing, if you'd like to know more about that, if you'd like to follow through. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
That wasn't me. Maybe the network are doing that stuff again, or the phone lines. You know, I'm in some Bob Marley mood, you know. In case you listen to me all the time, I say that all the time. So, yes. Jamming. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes! Yes!
My name is Oluwafemi.
Wow. Oluwafemi. Where are you calling from this morning?
Right now in the heart of Obalende.
Obalende, in the heart of Obalende. Ah!
Yeah.
I want to be Bawonio.
Shewa.
Uh-huh. Shewa.
Man. That is the main man right there. Calling. Take care.
Thank you so much, man. Good to have you. How far? How's Obalende this morning?
Obalende is cool and calm. Everywhere is the environment, the vicinity.
Mm-hmm.
Looking cool and calm. Everybody is going through their normal business. You know now, Lagos, hustling and bustling now. Everybody is trying to make an ends meet, man.
That's right. Do you think about influencer marketing like something you can do?
Bro. I tried that thing, you know, make I don't lie to you. And I'm still not relenting on it. So, but it's not as easy as you are saying it on radio, be honest with yourself.
But you have to start somewhere. If someone is, if the industry is 9 point something billion, Baba, money there be that now. You have to find
the... I know now. not be for my eyes, this guy takes that Shank, the comics on Twitter.
Oh-ho.
Not be for my eyes, this guy takes that Debo Macaroni.
Oh-ho.
And they follow all of them for Twitter now.
Those guys, they collect money on like 2 million per ski too.
Not be for my face, this guy takes that Dr. Pampa Mamo Yologi.
Oh-ho.
All of them, now many of them like that.
See, even Mama T, I don't want to mention Indomie, you know, but that mama, where is Indomie for that way?
You know now.
She be influencer now.
So
don't give up.
This guy discovered that, I wear the same shawarma for Sununeri.
Oh ho, the guy don't blow.
Many like that. But the other part of the thing is that. Getting your audience.
Your niche. No, I think the first thing is to get your niche. Choose what you want to influence. You want your area. See, the thing is, I would advise you, just spend some time here. Don't give up. Learn more about it. Go on YouTube, learn stuff, listen to people. There are a lot of information. There's a lot of resources for you. Because I want you to start making, it's what you want to do, man. I want you to start making money from it. I will support you full ground.
No, Allah. But the thing is that right now I'm offline because during the entire struggle in Lekki there, I lost my phone and it's not been easy to get another one. I'm just on the low key. But I thank God so much. And when I make the money, I'll buy another gadget. So trying to come back with force.
You go make the money and you get you make the money, you get the gadgets. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate it.
Collins.
Thank you, man. What's up, Lagos? Well, it's 10 past 10. In the next 5 minutes, we'll bring you our cybersecurity awareness drama. You'll be learning something. Someone told me, something is telling me that the drama will be about phishing today. Phishing, not as if, because you hear phishing in Lagos, there's water everywhere. People think phishing with the PH. Which is a way. Let me not tell you what it is. But you know what phishing is now. You've been listening to Techie Talk. Phishing is trying to, you know, use email, you know, to defraud somebody, to get information from them, send them email and one link. You have won something. They can use many ways. So, you know, the drama will be teaching you how you can protect yourself from falling victims of that kind of, cybersecurity threat. There are a lot of threats. So as we more people go online, more and more people become victims of cyber attacks. And this sensitization is quite a big deal for us right here on Techie Talk and indeed on Nigeria Info. And that's why each and every day I get to sing this song like, no go for maga, no go lose guard you, I'll make you no staga, no for your hand, see as you are your plenty, they wanna do you dirty, they wanna do you dirty. They wanna see you cry. No go for maga. They ask you for your BVA. No give arm. OTT, OTP, no give arm. If not, you go for victim. Just saying, guys. Let's take another call and see if we can squeeze in this here. What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, my brother. Good to have you.
Luasheun,
Ushati change. What's up, Lagos? Me see your bad version. Ogbeni, say, you cannot say what's up, Lagos again. Me, I be what's going on here.
Lagos, why
won't you? What it down, Shewa? But say in English, no.
Oh, you Lagos, how far now?
Anyways, let's talk, man. Where are you calling from and what's going on? And what's your take on influencer marketing?
Colin.
Yeah.
You are from which state? Sorry.
Hello, please. Who is asking the question? Are you the asker? Is it your show? No, I want to know. Come here now.
It's our show.
Are you the host?
I'm the co-host.
Answer my own first. I'll answer you. Don't worry. Before you answer, answer.
You know, the other time I heard you putting Ami on your name. So yes. I was like, wow.
I understand Yoruba rich there.
You sabi Ami.
Yes, I know Ami. I know Ami very well. I understand a number of languages and how they work. I may not speak them very well, but I do understand a lot.
That's good.
Great.
That's
good. So get back to the G's, influencer marketing. Are you reasoning that way?
Yes, seriously, because what I've learned over time is consistency. Mm-hmm. You know, at first we start and it seems that we are wasting our time. Mm-hmm. But I started something on creating a short drama and just get it online and get people to view. And at first it sounds like, you know, you don't have people to subscribe, you have to beg people. And gradually with consistency, it begins to come something, okay. Right. People begin to demand, are you not going to do something this week? Are you not going to do something next week? So I think our consistency is very germane. And we'll get more, and everything will just work on well.
All right. Thank you so much for speaking with us. I do appreciate you there. Man, a lot of fun to listen to everyone call from Lagos. I mean, the vibe you guys give me every day. I swear, if I no chop, I'm okay. I'm telling you, sincerely, sometimes I come here hungry. If I leave, I don't bear a fool with it. So much fun, a great vibe. And let's keep this energy going, guys. Lagos depends on this energy to survive. Just look around you now. Where's the hope? Anyways, we're going to break now and bring you a cybersecurity awareness drama. When we come back on our FinTech Corner, what are the FinTech services you use frequently will be our focus. Welcome. It's 19 past 11 and this is the last hour, we're in the last minutes of the show. Even though we have about, how many minutes now? 60 minus 19. Okay, let me get to 20, so that'll just, it'll be easy. Who calculation help?
Tell me now.
Anyways, kids are listening, Collins. Don't act like you're a doll. You're a smart kid, yes. So guys, it's 11:20, that's what the time says. That means in 14 minutes time or less than that, we should be out of the studio. What else do we have? I promised you that after the break, before the social media highlights in the chat room, we would have our main conversation here on our FinTech Corner, which would be, what are the FinTech services you use frequently? What are those FinTech services you use frequently? Now, to bring you up to speed, because by the way, let me even say this clearly to everyone who's joining today and you're wondering, Collins, you moved from one tech to another. You talked about, how has technology influenced you for the question of the day. A lot of people sent in some WhatsApp messages. Ruth was not here to read them. Aikuku did not, bother, but I think she has some messages there. So also, I talked about influencer marketing as something you can take up. You may not need up to a year to be able to get it right. It's not until you've blown and collect the millions. You can start influencer marketing with your immediate environment. And the good thing about everything that has to do online, businesses online, whether it's selling merchandise or selling a skill or, selling a service, whatever it is you're selling online, you have limitless markets. So you can reach out to anybody, you can sell to anybody. Anybody in Kenya can get your services. So as you do whatever it is you're doing, think about something that anyone anywhere can, get a survive from. Now we're talking about what FinTech services you use frequently. And for influencer marketing, next week, by the way, I need to mention this, John Obidi will be our guest. He will talk on influencer marketing. We'll also talk about blockchain technology. We'll talk about Bitcoin and yes, digital currency, digital money. You know, that will be the talk in the next 50 years, man. I won't be surprised if 50 years from now, this cash money as we know it is phased out. I'm telling you, like play, if it just happens, sharp. Somebody, if you just wake up and say, man, no more, this paper we're carrying about, let's stop it. Let's have digital currency. But let's start with FinTech. So the term FinTech is regarded as an umbrella term that covers, various sectors of the economy. And that have been positively impacted by the advent of digitalization. So FinTech is really broad, all right? And this is therefore the reason that the FinTech industry is referred to as an ecosystem with many species of habits or habitats, you know, like a system that has there are so many arms, so many, it interfaces with every aspect of our life, more or less. So these species that we're talking about are different sectors in the financial industry, which range from things like insurance, all right, to banking, to investment, to money transfer, to other emerging areas like cryptocurrencies and agritech. So today on Techie Talk, we try to look at the fintech services that you engage with frequently. I don't know when last some people actually entered normal Danfo, Molue, or normal buses. You know, we use them interwoven in Lagos. You can't come and say, no, all I do is I order a ride. You can't say that. I can tell you, you can't say that, because the day that you need to take a bike will come. And that day you look left, look right. Or the day you need a boat to get where you're going to will definitely come in Lagos. So I know that we all use different ways of transporting ourselves. But do you use the fintech services to transport yourself? Do you get to order a ride? Do you get to do that? Do you pay for things, payments also? But let's get into which subcategory of fintech space you engage in most, all right? Why does it appear that Nigerians only believe that the fintech industry deals with mobile and internet banking? Because that's what most people know about fintech. So it's just mobile and internet banking. So let's talk about these things, all right? This is like setting the basis, the foundation for the main talk with our guest next week on FinTech Corner. So guys, if you're ready to talk about this, let's get into it for a few minutes and then we'll switch over to bring you our social media highlights and our, you know, chat room conversation with Ruth here to give us an update on that. Now, other categories of the fintech industry, just to mention to you. I mentioned Bitcoin and, you know, cryptocurrency and all that. One of them is blockchain. Blockchain technology is another category of fintech. Payments, like the ability to be able to pay for items, whether you're using POS or you're transferring, whatever, whether you're doing online, payments another. Another one is exchange. So these are different categories. There is also research. There's fintech that has to do with research, guys. So it's big. There's digital money. We talked about cryptocurrency and all that. Digital money. Like I said, in the next 50 years, don't be surprised that no cash anymore. And I'm not just saying cashless. That will be using digital money. And more countries are embracing that. You might want to pay attention to it and start learning more about it. Online banking is another form of the fintech. It's a category of fintech. Investments, you know, like buying stuff online and you know, buying bonds and all that. And crowdfunding is yet another. All right. So each and every one of these categories we treat from time to time on Techie Talk. Now, for the past 2 years, I keep saying this, like I have nothing else to talk about. The need for us to embrace tech in its totality. And of course, I know not every technology is good for you. That's why we keep highlighting different areas. So when you listen to these areas, you can identify an area that you think this is good for me. I like this area. And then you can develop yourself in it. We want to see more and more giants emerge from the digital world right here on Techie Talk. What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, yes, yes. Good morning. Welcome. Who do we have?
Good morning. My name is Osi Olaji.
Ah, welcome. Where are you calling from?
First time caller.
Welcome.
Amazing. Your program has always been amazing. I'm an e-hailing driver. I'm always hearing, but I can't connect all the way.
Wow, I'm happy you have connected today.
Yeah, very happy.
Great. Where are you calling from?
Right now I'm calling from Agege Orile area.
Okay.
And I'm on transit as well.
All right. Now, which fintech service do you use frequently?
Yes, I think I'm thinking of the Bitcoin.
Okay.
Because I have actually attended one of the programs before, so I love it. I think I'm into it as well.
All right, Bitcoin. Don't worry, next week we'll talk about that. We'll have a guest. We'll have an expert in that. Talk to us, so you might want to tune in to learn more. All right.
That would be nice. What's up, Lagos?
what's up? You know, a colleague of mine was having a conversation with me yesterday. A colleague in Abuja, shout out to him. He knows himself. I don't need to mention that. But he said, colleagues, let's say you don't make Lagos. Let's say the craze where Lagos here before, let's say there's now Debo. I said, no, it has always been there. It's not, it's just, the what's up Lagos is just part of bringing it down. It's pretty much like someone goes, what's up Lagos? And then when you're doing their contribution, they come, become normal, they go on. And then when it's time to sign out, you're like, what's up? You're like, it's like, oh, okay, this is my contribution. Oh, but the energy is second to none. Let's take another before we go on a break and bring you our chat room conversation. What's up Lagos? Good morning.
Good morning. What's up Lagos?
Yes, good morning. Who do we have and where are you calling from?
My name is Casey, and I'm calling you from Victoria Island.
Great, Casey. You're calling your neighbor. Let's talk.
I'm loving your show. I'm really enjoying all the things you're dishing out.
Thank you so much. Appreciative of that. So let's talk, man. I mean, what fintech service do you use the most frequently?
Oh, okay. So I use OPay.
Okay.
To pay for recharge, for transfer of cash from one account to the other.
Okay. So, are you satisfied with the services of some of these generally, not specifically the one you mentioned?
Well, I enjoy their service. I enjoy their service. It's fast, it's convenient, it's easy to use.
Okay. So there's nothing you want improved on? You never had a situation where maybe something hang, wanting?
Well, as far as I know, the ones I use, they constantly improve.
All right, great.
From time to time, they give updates and we download.
Okay, that's a plus, man. It's good to know that we're getting better. So the idea of this is not only to know what fintech service you use frequently, it's also an opportunity for us to like question the service, the customer experience. So it's not as if we're speaking about a specific brand. It's generally we use different services, different services. So, and there are different complaints, you know, things like network issues, could it be internet, things like, you know, failed transactions, who handles all these things like that. A whole lot to talk about. And me, because I'm talking to you, I want to know your experience. That way, even those who provide these services can listen. They listen to Techie Talk, I can tell you that for sure. They listen. They can also see the area. You know, they'll be using style to use us as a place to. We don't mind. It's just for us to ensure that we be that intermediary between, you know, quality service or service providers and you, the service, you, the main guys. Because in Nigeria, it's a thing. You know, they don't pay attention to the person who's paying the money. They say who pays the money, pays the piper, he takes the tune. Not in Nigeria. In some places, you pay your money and still suffer. And you pay your money as you go through it. So we talk about this so that we can improve our services. One more call and we'll wrap this up. Ruth, can I check some WhatsApp messages? It would be nice to do that now. Okay, good. So we try and fix that. But we need to go on a break. I think it's time for a break. When we come back, we would wrap this up. Remember, each of our topics today are like the appetizer, like, you know, just beginning. Next week on Techie Talk will be the first episode of Techie Talk. It's going to be a special episode. You know, a lot of things are going to happen. I'll let that in as we proceed. We'll have John Obidi as our guest. We'll also have, he will talk about influencer marketing and also he will talk about digital currency and Bitcoin. All right. A lot of conversation around there. And on our FinTech corner, of course, we'll pay more attention to the FinTech industry and how we can improve the FinTech industry next week. Thank you for being a part of Techie Talk today. It's time for a break, after which, well, it'll be time for us to get the conversation into our chat room. Ruth is here. Ruth, what's the gist for chat room today? I hear you are talking about
heartbreaks. Yes, so
is it real life? Is it real life?
Of course.
Have you been heartbroken?
I mean, every point in time.
It's not everybody.
Everybody has been
relationship heartbroken.
Heartbreak is like brother now. Like,
okay, so it's not just relationship.
Friendship, all part of heartbreak.
Business.
So at some point in time.
Okay, guys, we would have more voices to join that conversation to wrap up the show right here, right after the break. It's Nigeria's number one for talk. Wouldn't you rather stay tuned?